Swampcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
Three Cheers for Master by Atlas Games. For 2 to 6 players, ages 13 or higher, plays in 45 minutes or more. Master has been blue lately. When Master's blue, it's the minions who suffer. As a lieutenant of Master's army, a 4 minion, it falls to you to cheer him up. You must lead Master's violent, self-absorbed, dim-witted minions in a cheerleading competition, piling them into towers to amuse your malevolent overlord. The problem? The minions are murderous, the 4 minions are jittery, and Master could be here any second. What could possibly go wrong? So this game is being reviewed by myself, John.
Ruby.
Matthew.
Tim.
Doug.
Okay, so what's some good stuff we can say about Three Cheers for Master? I thought it was fun. I thought the little minion characters and cards were pretty neat.
Yeah, it works kind of cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Fun illustrations, fun little bit of strategizing once you actually figure out how this process works.
how the strategy and such actually works.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, then what's something bad we can say about Three Cheers for Master?
I kind of don't get it. Yeah, there's like generally some kind of mechanic. You're trying to build a tower of minions, but
That's because you were sitting there knocking over everyone's tower at the end. Because
I didn't get any minions.
Yeah, I will say that. Like, all that I drew were minions, and so I didn't have the ability to mess around with my minion movements or mess around with other people's.
And I don't really know. I don't know. Maybe it's different with, because we played it with, 5 players? It might be different with 3 players, but I feel like the game was too short with 5 to do anything.
Yeah, it was like the round, 2 rounds prior to the master showing up. It's like when you get the card, the master is coming, is when we started to understand kind of how the minions worked.
Yeah.
And then it was only a handful of turns, you know, it was 2 turns later and the game was over. And okay. I was like, oh. So, I mean, maybe if we played the game again, we would have more fun with it.
But. Well, or if there was less players means you're not getting...
You're not going through those cards quite
as quick. We had so many people playing and so many other people screwing each other over that, you know, you had potential to get screwed over more times.
Very much luck of the draw based.
But, okay. But I'm saying that might be different with less players. You get to do more in between other people screwing
you over. Yeah, because the timer is the deck. Yeah.
Well, with less players, you put in more of those big hairy fight cards.
Oh.
Okay, so you say the bad thing is more players makes it a little bit harder to... Okay.
Yeah.
I think all the little tiny icons and the little tiny descriptive things on the reference card, I throw that into the bad category.
I would go with that as well.
It's once you get the icons, it's not so bad, but first time playing it, there's a lot of little tiny icons to have to deal with, and...
Mm-hmm. And a lot of rules questions.
Yeah, like while all the monster icons were on those nice little player reference cards, all the movement icons were
right.
Not. So
that's right. But that being said, I think the other side of the reference card would have fit into the good category because it told you all the steps you needed for playing the game.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
But there weren't that many steps. And...
Right.
But it did remind you to move your...
Token.
Your token. Your
token.
Your
which
little...
I always forgot.
Yeah. I think you all forgot.
Some of us couldn't.
I didn't really have many options to move my token.
I moved my token quite often. And someone else kept moving it away from him.
Yeah,
I kept
moving
tower
it back.
One.
So.
All right. So what's something we could say that's in the other category for Three Cheers for Master?
It's a cute premise. It's not what you think from the name of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, the art box, art on the box lead you more towards what the game is like with the minions. Whereas when you just hear the name Three Cheers for Master, that doesn't invoke minions and things like that.
Eating other things.
Right. It doesn't give me that grim fairy tale kind of thought. It just makes me think.
Yeah, the artwork is the cool. It's like black and white with splashes of red.
Blood.
Right.
Blood.
We'll call it blood.
Minion.
So. Minion blood.
Yeah.
So that was Three Cheers for Master.
It was our board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.